Chapter 4. The Rio Kid reloaded his guns from his belts by feel in the darkness as they stumbled forward over empty cans and bottles in the dark alley. Yost had the girl's arm, was half carrying her as she stumbled and tried to go on. There was moonlight at the end of the alley, and they had nearly reached it when the light was suddenly blotted out by half a dozen figures. A gun spoke from the group ahead of them, then another, and the girl cried out weakly and sagged in Yost's arm. The kid cursed angrily and drew the others back to the small shelter of a jutting wall. He emptied a gun toward the dark mass of figures at the end of the alley, and they split to both sides out of the line of fire, but kept a stream of bullets coming from both edges of the buildings.
"Looks like we're trapped," the kid announced calmly. "Both ends of the alley blocked. Ask the girl, does she know way out?"
Yost was bending over the girl, listening to her wheezing blubbering. She lit a match and said,
"She shot through the chest. I'm afraid she won't do no more talking."
The kid said, "Damn," and sent two shots down the alley behind them to warn the attackers at the end to keep their distance. The girl heaved herself up on one elbow. In the light of Yost's match, her face showed haggard and pale.
"I can still do some talking," she panted. "There's a wooden doorway about 10 feet ahead, leading down into a cellar. You might get out that way."
The kid said,
"Good. Pick her up easy, Yost."
"No."
Her voice was momentarily strong.
"Don't move me. I'm done for. And I got you fellas into this."
The kid shrank back into the slight protection afforded by the niche between the buildings, as bullets continued to spit uncomfortably close from both ends of the alley. He said,
"I reckon there ain't no hurry. Let 'em slow down their shooting some before we hunt that door. This poncho, ma'am, is he the boss?"
"No, not the real boss."
The girl's voice trailed off, then came back strong.
"I'm glad it's over. I've wanted to do this to myself for a long time, but I haven't had the guts. Here, take this key to the door."
Her hand reached feebly into the front of her dress. The kid squatted beside her with his back pressed against the building. Sapling Yost was a shapeless bulk in the darkness, sitting awkwardly on the ground supporting the girl's head. As long as the kid's guns held the Mexicans at